request under the People's Freedom of Choices and Voices Act that I be able to smoke and swear in your courtroom. Because if I can't smoke and swear, I'm f***ed.
The following programming may contain content that some listeners find offensive. If you are sensitive to foul language or explicit content, please turn your radio the f*** off now.
Hello, hello, everybody. This is Jed, your host of the CITR 101.9 show every Sunday, 6 to 7, crescendo. Today we got a really nice show for you. I'm actually featuring a track from a local artist that I'm pretty good friends with. She has a great band. They're actually entered in right now for a contest to try and get the top 10 for a Canadian colleges and universities music voting thing. I'll get more information on that later, but basically, yeah. So here, this track coming up in the second track of the evening, and here, if you like it, which you're definitely going to like it, upvote the Little Cowards is the name of their group. So that's the first cool thing going on today. The second is we're going to have a close friend of mine from the Blank Vinyl Project, a UBC club, to plug a few events and also talk about what they do and what it is they do on campus and how they help local musicians. So, getting right into it, starting off, the first track of the show is fantastic Canadian blues guitarist and singer Sue Foley, great underrated musician that you guys should definitely check out. This is Sue Foley with Big City Blues on CITR 101.9. Ooh, we look like you're having a little bit of a technical issue right now. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to switch this up and get this song in another way. Just one moment, everybody. And here we are.
Nescafé and Blues apresenta the Sue Foley Band.
And why? This is Asha Bilat, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
All right, everybody, that was the Big City Blues by blues artist Sue Foley. The next song coming up I was just talking about was, this is the Little Cowards, was their song, In the Lake. Now, this is a really great local band. They're just starting off right now. One of their members, her name is Tegan, a good friend of mine, she was trying to get me to explain what kind of genre it is. She's like, well, it's kind of like fairy pop indie, but we're trying to get away from that. So this is more of like an alternative folk kind of pop duo they have going on. No matter what genre it is, they have a really great sound, usually with two vocals, guitarist and violinist, or sometimes ukulele. Really good, simplistic, nice, tight string sound. And this is the song In the Lake from their first EP. They're entered right now in a big competition around Canada for college students that are trying to get some people knowing of them all around the nation. So go on. This is your job. Your homework assignment is to go on my page Crescendo on Facebook, attached to CITR, and there's a link where you could press and actually vote for them and upvote them in their competition. So help some local musicians out. This is Little Cowards with In the Lake. And coming up next, we're going to be talking with BVP and a band they brought along. Thank you much for very much for listening. Ugh. This is your host, Jed, on CITR 101.9.
Snowed in, stuck amongst the frozen lakes, ice cracks into concrete flakes, little one stuck in the forest, from out of town she's just a tourist, stuck amongst the frozen lakes, staring up through the cracks and the breaks. She just needs to get back to the ocean. These frozen lakes don't, they don't give the same motion. Used to the tides and the crashing waves, finding herself in carved out caves. Travel into, listen to the sirens in your head. Why do we always end up in this frameless bed? In the lake, in the lake, in the lake. She just needs to get back to the ocean.
All right, everybody, that was In the Lake by local band The Little Cowards. But now we got a little treat for you. I was planning on having my good friend Dimitri from BVP come along with Aiden and talk about BVP a little bit, but they brought along some friends. Makes it even better. Right now, I'm going to introduce you guys to Kett and James from The Mouths. How's it going, guys?
Hey, good, man.
Going well.
Nice, nice. So tell us a little bit about your band, The Mouths.
We're just like a three-piece rock band. We play like loud, punky rock and roll. That's pretty much it. We're just working on our second EP at the moment, filming some music videos. That's what we're up to these days.
Yeah.
Fantastic, man. So if you guys had to, just a little bit more background for the listeners, if you guys had to like list maybe three of the top musical influences and what bands that kind of influence your sound specifically, would you be able to do that?
What we usually say to like questions like that is kind of like a Queens of the Stone Age, Arctic Monkeys, and The Strokes are big influences, as well as Nirvana. We have like a bit of a grungy punk edge, I suppose. I think bands like that usually have given us a lot of inspiration for the music that we make.
Yeah,
nice.
We also listen to a lot of other stuff too. Like we like a lot of rap music and stuff like that. So
yeah,
that kind of comes into it too.
I'm waiting for the rap EP coming out next.
James has a side project called The Shook.
He's got
like five songs written, so all rap, all gangster rap. It's coming along.
Hardcore shit.
That's good stuff. That's good that you're diversifying a little bit.
Oh, of course.
Dimitri, what brought you to know The Mouths?
When did we actually meet? I mean, it was towards the beginning of BVP.
Yeah.
And I don't know, do you remember our first meeting?
We came to that audition when you used to have the featured artists.
Oh, that's right. So that's when BVP was doing more of like the record label thing where, instead of having the community and doing the open mics and jam sessions and whatnot, we were actually auditioning for three featured artists that we would, try to connect with our resources and help them out and whatnot. So yeah, that's right. They came to one of our first auditions, I think, and then they were our featured artists. I think was it last year?
I think it was the year before.
Almost 2 years ago.
Yeah,
well. And we've just been working with them ever since. We've been able to connect them to venues. The producer that they worked on their first EP
and second.
Oh, that's right. It was the same guy. So the producer they're working with, we were able to introduce them to, and just kind of setting up shows. And actually, interestingly enough, today, we're literally across the hall in the sub ballroom filming their second music video. So we took a break to come over and talk to you.
Convenient. Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Break for me. Anyways. But yeah, so Dimitri, for the listeners out there that haven't heard of BVP too much yet, so you're saying that it used to be more of directed as almost like a student record label. And how do you define it now?
Now it is the on-campus music community, period. Whatever musicians on campus want to do, we can facilitate. If it's, you know, kind of big stuff like The Mouths and they want to come in and they need us to connect them to some of our resources, we can do that. And if it's small time as well, just like they want to come out and play at an open mic or meet another musician at a jam session, form a band, something like that, that's what we're doing now. And Aiden, who's also in the studio with us here, is running Build-A-Band.
I'm Aiden. Yeah, I actually had a couple of built a bands, I guess. I had a couple of them in house today doing. I just gave them our jam room down in the sub, and we had a metal band and then like a little bit of an indie thing. Sadly, we didn't give the indie people the drums, but
well, I mean, we were being greedy. We needed it for the music video.
Exactly. But like, yeah, no, like we're pretty much, we love just seeing people out, getting people out and just to play music, you know, like
totally.
Anytime. If I could, I'd play 10 hours a day.
Absolutely. Yeah. Unfortunately, we're here for school too.
Yes.
We're here for what?
We're here for school as well, unfortunately.
I haven't heard of that.
No, me neither. I attend the University of Mike Vinyl Project, and in my free time, I am part of the UBC. So,
bro, do you even UBC? All right, a couple more things before we head on back to more music. One thing that we were chatting a little bit about, Kett, explain the thing around your neck right now.
Yeah, so I get this question a lot, and people say, Kett, why do you have a toothbrush around your neck? And I've been wearing this toothbrush for over a year now, And a good buddy of mine, Danny McDonald, we were on a retreat one time, a music retreat with BVP, and he woke me up one morning by, like, just like, wake up, cat, and he jumped on my back, knelt on my shoulders, and force brushed my teeth to wake me up, and I told him that I'd never forget it, so I, you know, threw a string on it, and it's my necklace that I wear pretty much every day now.
Hey, is that like a positive experience or a negative one? I never quite.
Well, it was negative at the time. Like,
but
now, a little
toothbrush. So it's but the remembering process, having it around your neck, is that like, are you punishing yourself? Or like,
well, they're the mouths. So
that's true. I mean, it works because we're the mouths.
Dental hygiene, the mouths, I get it.
I actually don't brush my teeth ever.
James, don't give us a bad rap about
dental hygiene. It's okay because Kent brushes his teeth for the rest of them.
Sometimes he brushes my teeth, actually.
Twice. Wow.
Well, on that note, we're gonna feature a song right now called Nihilistic Disco by the what?
The Mouths.
The Mouths.
The Mouths. Aha. Alright, thank you very much for listening. It's a pleasure to have on and feature a local band. These are the Mouths, and this is Nihilistic Disco. So, there's a little bit of a technical difficulty we're having. So, what we're going to do right now is, instead of plugging it in, we're going to do this in a very independent fashion and hold the iPhone up to the microphone. We're gonna try plugging it in once more, but this is what we're gonna resort to, because here at CTR, we're resourceful.
Alright, I'm trusting you. This is what we do every day.
This is our
life. We can sing it instead.
All right, we know what plan B is. So get ready for a cappella. But if this works out, here again is Nihilistic Disco, take two. It looks like plan B will be in order. Here we are with Nihilistic Disco. We're trying this to the microphone. Let's see if this works out, boys. You think we got this?
Probably.
I'm feeling it. All right, 3, 2, 1.
Yeah.
All right. Fantastic sound from the mouths. Nothing like five guys awkwardly trying to be as quiet as possible in a studio where you're trying to hold an iPhone up to a mic. But you know what? It worked out.
Just five straight dudes in a studio.
Holding an iPhone. Together. Teamwork.
No matter what, no orientation not mattering, we're all just your friends here. We're having a good time. So I hope you enjoyed that little ditty from the mouths. That was Nihilistic Disco, right?
Yeah.
All right, good stuff, guys. Alrighty, so the next song we have going on for the rest of Crescendo, this is going to be Chilliwack by their song Fly at Night, an old, bringing it back to the 70s Canadian rock band. Just some straight classic rock for you. Thank you very much for listening, and we'll have more from the mouths of Dimitri in a little bit. Have a good one, guys. Thank you, Aiden.
Four men in a rock and roll band. Fly at night, in the morning we land. Fly at night till we're satisfied. See the morning from the other side. And when you close your eyes, sleep comes fast. When you fly the universe, well, you need some rest. Yeah, you need some rest. We'll be right back. said is fine. See the morning from the other side.
That right there was Chilliwack with Fly By Night. Fantastic, kind of more softer rock song from 77 off their album. This next song is actually, I played a song from this album last week. It's off of Primus's new album. It's an entire concept album that they're covering the songs of Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. And for those of you who know Primus or tuned in last week, it's a weird sound, but they're extremely creative. They're really on a cutting edge of a lot of different kinds of use of, like, especially with Les Claypool, his use of bass kind of is like one of the most, he's one of the most pivotal rock band bassists in how much focus has been put on him for his talents. Les Claypool's up with Jaco Pastorius, Flea, Victor Wooten, fantastic, fantastic talent, but he's also bizarre. And you're going to see that with this song I'm spinning, Primus, Pure Imagination. Thank you all for listening, and get ready for this ride.
Boys and girls, the chocolate room. Oh,
Well, that right there was Primus and the Chocolate Factory with the Fungi Ensemble with their song Pure Imagination, cover of from the Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory film. Told you it was going to be weird. I didn't lie. I warned you. But now that we're moving quite on with the show, we'd like to ask anything else that the Mouths or BVP wants to put out there on the airwaves.
I just wanted to give the Mouths, I guess, an opportunity to talk about some of the music they currently have out. Nihilistic Disco, which we tried to play through the microphone. That's going to be, well, I'll let you guys talk about it. That's going to be coming out in a little while.
We've just finished up mixing. We just have, like, a little bit of mastering, a little bit of video work, a little bit of album art, and then that'll be out sometime in the new year, up for By Donation, which our current EP that we released last year is also up on Facebook By Donation.
You can find it at facebook.com/themouths.
Yeah.
There'll be a Bandcamp link there. If you don't got Facebook, you can just Google Bandcamp The Mouths. And yeah, our EP's up there for free. You can download it or you can pay for it. Do whatever you want to.
That's good. I heard the Facebook thing's like actually getting pretty big.
Yeah, I don't actually know what it is.
I don't even have Facebook.
It's pretty wild stuff now.
It'll be a fad until MySpace comes back.
You can also just YouTube Mouths, the bad idea.
Yeah, we have a music video of our bad idea.
It was a good idea.
At the time.
It's like a toothbrush. It's a good idea now. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a sweet live video shot at Fortune Sound Club, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah, you can check that one out on YouTube. There's some links on Facebook.
Give it a whirl. Yeah.
And then I guess just the last thing from BVP is every Monday and Tuesday we're at Kerner's. Mondays are open mics at Kerner's Pub, and Tuesdays as well are live music nights, which we'll just bring out some of the features from open mics again, just to kind of bring some live music and pub atmosphere in. So we'll be there.
Who's playing this
week? This week is going to be Noah Dirksen.
The week
after is going to be Chris Rogers and Sam Tudor of Rebel on Mountain. Yes. So,
nice.
Always a good time over at Kerner's Pub. Yeah. And maybe Jed can throw all the links of everything we talked about. Is that cool? Yeah. Perfect.
Fair enough. Yep, make sure to go to Kerner's this week. Noah Dirksen's talent is only matched by his man bun. The guy has fantastic hits.
Which is also only matched by his storytelling before he plays his song.
It's a very immersive experience. So I'll see you there Tuesday at Kerner's. Thank you very much, both the Mouths and BVP,
for dropping by.
Guys, you're welcome back anytime. Just come right on in. Well, thank you guys very much. Have a great rest of your week. For the rest of you listeners out there, the next song I'm going to be playing for you is a new piece by the Cloud Nothings with their song, I'm Not Part of Me. And what was the name of the person that showed me this song?
My name's Aiden.
Oh, it was Aiden. Oh, awesome. Well, thank you very much for listening, everybody. Here's I'm Not Part of Me by Cloud Nothings on my show Crescendo on CITR 101.9. Thank you for listening. And also, just a reminder, played at the beginning of the show, going to remind you again now, there's going to be a little bit of vulgar and maybe questionable material and words on these songs coming up. So beware for your ears. There might be a curse or two, but it's all in good music. Thank you very much for listening.
Starts right now. That's the way I was before. But I can't recall all of those days anymore. I'm learning how to behave and nowhere else. How to focus on what I can do myself. I'm not telling you all I'm going through. I'm not telling you all I'm going through. Not telling you all I'm going through. I feel fine.
That right there was Cloud Nothings, I'm Not Part of Me, from their new album, just came out this year. The next song I'm going to be playing is actually a newer song from a band I play on here a lot. They're the Penske File. They're a folk punk act from around the Toronto area, and they just came out with a new video for a song from their Restless Symphony album. This one's going to be called I've Been Thinking. So hopefully you guys will enjoy this group. They got a great sound, and we have a few more songs in the last part of the hour on Crescendo. Thank you very much for listening. It's been a great show, and hope you guys have enjoyed it. This is CITR 101.9.
Taking in consideration all the things that I love to do, like loading in before the start, like hopping in a van spread apart, the real from fiction, or at least what comes true, as the colors inconsistent to black and white. We'll be right back.
Join us on Chips and Dip every second Thursday afternoon, 1 to 2 p.m. with host Hannah Fazio for the freshest local indie pop tracks and upcoming shows at CITR 101.9 FM.
Resource option for BC. Do your part. Turn off the lights when you leave a room and unplug your cell phone charger when charging is complete. Visit bchydro.com to find out more ways you can make a difference. This message brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
That right there was I've Been Thinking by The Penske File, great folk punk act. The next song coming up and the song after that, definitely going to reiterate, content warning, some vulgar language coming up. But for this artist, it's definitely worth it. One of my favorite rap groups and one of the classics. Thank the Lord they are getting back. They just did get back together. Here we go. Here is the RZA, the Jizza, the Ghostface Killer, Inspector Deck, Method Man, Raekwon, You God, Master Killer, Capadonna, R.I.P. O.D.B. Here is the Wu-Tang Clan with Triumph.
What y'all thought y'all wasn't gonna see me? I'm the Osiris of this shit. Wu-Tang is here forever, motherfuckers. This 97. Battle scarred shogun, explosion when my pen hits, tremendous, ultraviolet shine, blind forensics, I inspect, view through the future, see millennium, killer bees sold, 50 gold, 60 platinum, shackling the masses with drastic rap tactics, graphic displays melt the steel like blacksmiths, black Wu jackets, queen bees ease the guns in, rumbling with patrolmen, tear gas, lace the function, heads by the score, take flight inside a war, ticks hit the floor, die hard fans demand more. Behold the bold soldier, control the glow slowly. Proceeds the blow, swinging swords like Shinobi. Stomp grounds and found footprints of solid rock. Who got it locked, performing live on your hottest fly.
As the world turns, I spread like germ. Bless the globe with the pestilence. The hard-headed never learn. This my testament to those burned. Play my position in the game of life, standing firm. On foreign land, jump the gun out the frying pan. Into the fire, transform into the Ghost Rider. A six-pack and a street car named Desire. Who got my back in the line of fire? Holding back, what? My peoples, if you with me, where the fuck you at? Niggas is strapped and they tryna twist my beer cap. It's court adjourned for the bad seed from bad sperm. Herb got my wig fried like a bad perm. What the bloods, clots, we smoke pot and blow spots. You wanna think twice, I think not. The iron lung ain't got to tell you where it's coming from. Guns are Navarone, tearing up your battle zone, rip through your slums.
I twist darts from the heart, try to intrude, loop my voice on the LP. Martini on the slang rock, certified chatterbox. Vocabulary daughter talking, tell your story walking. Take cover, kid, what? Run for your brother, kid, run for your team. And your six can't rhyme groupies, so I can squeeze with the advantage and get wasted. My deadly notes reign supreme, your fort is basic compared to mine. Domino effect, arts and crafts, paragraphs contain cyanide. Take a free ride on my thought, I got the fashion. Catalog for all y'all that all praise due to God.
The saga continues, Wu-Tang. Wu-Tang,
Olympic torch flaming, we burn so sweet, the thrill of victory, the agony defeat, we crush slow, flaming deluxe slow, poor, judgment day cometh, conquer, it's war, allow us to escape hell, globe spinning bomb, pocket full of shells out the sky, golden arms, tune spit the shitty Mortal Kombat sound, the fake ball step make the blood stain the ground, a jungle junkie, vigilante tantrum, a death kiss, catwalk, squeeze another anthem, hold it for ransom, tranquilize with anesthesias, my orchestra, graceful, music ballerinas, my music Sicily, rich California smell, an axe kill adventure, paint a picture well, I sing a song from Sing Sing, sipping on ginseng, righteous wax, chaperone, rotating ring
kings. March of the wooden soldiers, see cypher punks couldn't hold us, 1,000 men rushing in, not one nigga was sober, perpendicular to the square, we stand gold like flair, escape from your dragon's lair. In particular, my beats travel like a vortex through your spine to the top of your cerebral cortex. Make you feel like you busting up from raw sex. Enter through your right ventricle, clog up your bloodstream. Hot terminal like Grand Central Station. Program fat bass lines on ovation. Getting drunk like a fuck, I'm ducking 5-year probation.
War of the masses, the outcome disastrous. Many of the victim families saved the ashes. A million names on walls engraved in plaques. Those who went back received penalties for the acts. Another heart is torn, his close ones mourn. Those who strayed, niggas get slayed on the song.
The track renders helpless and suffers from multiple stab wounds and leaks sounds that's heard. 93 million miles away from K1 to represent the nation. This is a gathering of the masses that come to pay respects to the Wu-Tang Clan. As we engage in battle, the crowd now screams in rage. The High Chief Jamel Ari takes the stage. Light is provided through sparks of energy from the mind that travels in rhyme form, giving sight to the blind. The dumb are mostly intrigued by the drum. Death only one can save self from. This relentless attack of the track spares none.
Yo, 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 fuck that. Look at all these crab niggas laid back. Living like them gray and black. Room is on my man's rack. Codeine was forcing your drink. You had a navy green. Solomon the Fiend. Bitches overheard you scream. You two-faced and scum of the slump. I got your whole body numb. Blowing like Shalimar in 81. Sound convincing. $1,000 cork pop convincing. Hands like Sonny Liston. Give fly permission. Hold the fuck up. I'll fasten your wig. Bad luck. I'll humiliate. Separate the English from the Dutch. It's me. Black noble jewelry. Came of trees. We like the Genovese Sasso, season these degrees is earth. 93 million miles from the first rough turbulence, the wave burst, split the megahertz.
Hey yo, that's amazing. Gun in your mouth, talk, verbal foul hawk. Connect thoughts to make my man chow walk. Swift notarizer, blue tank, all up in the high riser. New York gang visor, word tranquilizer, just a dosage. Delegate my clan with explosives. Wow, my pen blow lines ferocious. Mediterranean, see y'all, the number one traffic. Sit down the beat guard, the delegate, the guard, the seagull, the swift chancellor. Flex the white gold tarantula. Track truck diesel. Play the weed guard. Substantula. Max mostly. Undivided then slide it. Sickening. Guaranteed. Made him jump like Rod Strickland.
That right there was Triumph by the Wu-Tang Clan featuring Capadonna. Only the Wu-Tang Clan could have that many awesome lines and verses and lyrical ability by that many people in a 6-minute span. So I'm always going to try to spin them as much as possible. Now, it's getting late in the evening, and I'm afraid we only have time for about one more song. Thank you very much for listening. It's been a very special show. I'm really happy that I got the opportunity to show the airwaves these new and exciting groups from the Vancouver area. And now, to play us out for the rest of your week, I hope you have a good one. This is one of my favorite live performances on television, The White Stripes, Let's Build a Home. On the Conan O'Brien show, this must have been in the early 2000s. Fantastic live performance, pure energy. Hope you guys like it, and really hope that you get a chance to listen in next week. This is your host, Jed, on CITR 101.9. Thank you for listening.
This has been one of the coolest weeks we've ever experienced, so please welcome, one more time, the White Stripes. Come on! All right!
We'll be right back.